festivities today overall as we look forward to the New South Wales Country Championships. So pretty happy overall with the way things have gone, considering you had to go away from home and play on a Sunday as well.
Yeah, very happy with the effort of the boys today. I felt that it was, we knew it was going to be a very tough encounter against Central North. They're obviously older, bigger, and they've had more time together. They've played Darling Downs and other games. So very, very happy with their effort. I felt that we competed well in the set piece. And I felt that, you know, when we worked towards our structures, we were very competitive around the field as well.
Tell us the spread of players that is playing for the New England Lions this year.
Mainly from the Armidale Blues and St Albert's College would be the majority of our players. We have got a couple of players made themselves available from Rob, a couple from Glenn and from Goro, which is great. So we have got a nice spread. Halfback Will Chapman from Barbarians had a great game. So we've got representation from all the clubs, which is a great thing for the zone at the moment.
Exciting though to host the tournament. We'll be out at Belleville, which will be fantastic, and should be a ripping 2 or 3 days there for the country championships over that weekend.
It probably sounds like a bit of nepotism, but I think Belleville is one of the best, if not the best, facility in country New South Wales for club footy, if not rep footy. I think it'll be a fantastic weekend up in Armidale as long as the weather holds out, and we're looking forward to welcoming the players from all the different zones.
Part of playing footy is playing in the weather as well, and you can't have everything your own way, and that's part of the challenge of playing at a country champs. You've done that a few times and also played in other parts. It's just one of those things moving forward that it's a great privilege to represent your zone, isn't it?
Well, I see it as a great honour to represent a zone, and especially a very small zone like New England. We may not have a lot of breadth in terms of number of clubs, but we've certainly got depth within the clubs. You know, we've got clubs here with playing members of up over 100 players, and they're equally passionate about the game, and there's certainly a great following in Armidale and around our region.
It's a real challenge in that area as well, with Gleninus and Gyra being smaller towns, and hopefully Glen can get that industry kicked off there and start bringing a few more people in. But what do we need to see? Need more Walshy? Do we need maybe a New South Wales Country Eagles game at Belleville, or do we need to see more Waratahs? Because we see them once a year there with the New England International Rugby Camp, but it's something we need to see a little bit more of, and also more coaching for the coaches as well.
The coaches in the bush, we are limited by our opportunities, and any experience you get with elite coaches, you're always going to be better for that. Also, having a presence from New South Wales Rugby up in our region, it really does add to the experience. We consider ourselves very lucky to have Walshy up there. He is equally supportive of New England as he is of Central North, and a great man and a great advocate of the game. So whilst he's doing his bit at the grassroots level, it's always good to see more of a presence from the Waratahs and above.
What do you do for a crust now? Of course, you've had various jobs we'll talk about in a sec, but what are you up to at the moment?
I'm working at St Albert's College. It's one of the colleges up there at the university, and absolutely loving it. It's a fantastic community and I guess a thriving one.
Well, of course, you're at TAS and you're part of the fun and games there, and you helped set up the TAS Carnival there, which has just been on. It's just fantastic. It's just grown from a small amount of teams and clubs, and the great strength in that tournament is you can be a club, you can be a private school, you can be a public school, come up for the weekend and have a great time, and you must be really happy to look on that and say, I was part of the sort of setting that up.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of nepotism, but I think it is a great carnival, but it's a great carnival because the way the community pulls together around, it's not just the community of the school, but the entire community of Armidale takes part in so many different ways in hosting a weekend like that. And it is a wonderful thing, and rugby is a brilliant game for that very reason, that you can go on tour, that everybody's welcome, it's inclusive, it doesn't matter body shape, size, background, everybody has equal opportunity to enjoy themselves within the game.
Before you shot through and now currently in your employment is here at the Northern Inland Academy of Sport, and did a great job not only incorporating a whole lot of new sports, women's sports as well, and James Cooper's just percolating that along very nicely, but the national primary games, the second year of that, is just fantastic with all the sports. And a great thing to see too is the Olympians come in. Lindsay, of course, came in this year again, and she's done a great job, and keep that going and keep that moving along so our kids, no matter what sport, through NIOS can get that opportunity to play each other and, you know, get those friendships, but also steel on steel become better in the sport at such a young age.
Well, I learned from the TAS Rugby Carnival that an inclusive, feel-good sort of atmosphere where everybody's able to have a go and you're not focused on winning but on the enjoyment for the game itself is such a simple concept, and I know that you can do that across all sports, and James Cooper did a brilliant job this year. It was an outstanding event. They had over 1,700 kids there, which is a wonderful thing for not only for NIOS but for Tamworth itself, and that's purely thanks to James and his team.
Well, Link, it's fantastic to see you here, man. We hope you have a Richardson Shield could beckon for you there at home in Armidale, and wish you all the best as you coach the New England Lions.